Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, August 18th, 2013. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God's word for meditation is from Luke. Reading that little summary of what this is about. The fire of the word of God disturbs and destroys evil. And Jesus warns that this holy fire of his word will bring division between follower of Jesus and non-follower of Jesus. And this division cuts into the most intimate of human relationships, the family. How can Jesus want that? God's truth is what rescues and strengthens those who follow him, and Jesus knows God's truth exposes and burns up the empty half-truths of Satan. I'm going to have this up here while you hear these words, because you need to understand that the one who's saying these words went to a cross, he died, he was shoved into a tomb quickly because there was no time for a proper burial, and then he came back to life on the third day. Jesus said, "I have come to bring fire on in the earth. How I wish it were already kindled, but I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five and one family divided against each other. Three against two and two against three. They'll be divided. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. Jesus said, what? In case you're wondering, I'll read it again, word for word. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. We don't like those words. When you first hear that, that goes against everything that we know. At least our culture knows. It's kind of like this. When Luther was growing up, Martin Luther, from whom the Lutheran Church drives its name, when he was growing up in the Middle Ages, God was an angry God, a righteous, holy God, and if you stepped out of line, boom, he was going to squish you. And how dare you disobey, boom, because God's going to get you. And if anything bad happens, it's because you're a bad person, and you're just paying for sin, and how dare you grumble. God was his angry judge. Lightning struck near a tree during a rainstorm, and he thought, well, I got to make God happy, so he became a monk. He couldn't make God happy on the inside, and so he kept on trying to hurt himself, trying to make himself better, and it never worked. And then God opened up his eyes to read the scriptures, and he found out, well, yes, it is true that God is a holy, anxious, raving, angry God, but that's only a half-truth. God is also incredibly gracious and loving and kind and merciful. So go forward now to the year 2013. We are living in a culture that says God is a fuzzy God. Jesus is like a fuzzy friend. You know, when you're hurting, you go to Jesus and you cry to him. And when you're sick in the hospital, you go to Jesus, and Jesus takes hold of your hand, and he says, there, there, now, that's okay. When your friends betray you, you put your arms around Jesus, and Jesus gives you a hug, and he says, that's okay, don't worry. I have 5 things under control. And if you're wondering about your friends, well, you know, God is a God of love. And nothing bad will ever happen to them. I'm sure of that because God's a God of love. And I'm here to tell you that's a half-truth. Because God is also the holy God. And you and I need to know the whole truth. And we've been looking at the whole truth. Remember when we looked at the guy with the... We looked at Bedoubles, how God wants us to take care of our stuff. And we think that our stuff, our money, is our stuff. And God says, no, the whole world is mine. What do you mean that silver or gold or a house or an animal is yours? I am God, the creator of heaven and earth, as we say every Sunday. Well, what about time? Remember the guy who was building big barns because he had a really huge, huge crop? And he had his plans. Oh, I got my plans, Lord. I got to build bigger barns. And God says, no, it's not your plans. The world is worried about my plans are what matter. And don't you know that tonight, my plans include your time of grace ends, and then what's going to happen? Have you given any thought to what's going to happen when your time of grace ends? And all this goes swirling back to Mary and Martha. Remember Mary and Martha? And what does Martha do? Martha comes in and says, Lord, you make Mary help me the way I want her to help me. And Jesus says, Martha, 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 Martha. You're worried and upset about many things, but Mary has chosen what's better, and it's not going to be taken away from her. Martha, we looked at, was presumptuous. She thought she should tell God how God should be running Mary's life. And all this goes back to the very first commandment, just the first one. That's all I've been looking at for the last month. The first commandment, you shall have no other gods. Fear, love, and trust in no one other than God. Whoa. So for 4 Sundays, we've been hearing, well, we've really blown this. For 4 Sundays, we've been hearing the truth that God says, I am the only God, the living God, have no other God than me. And the truth that God provided the way out from underneath our debt of that first commandment. So now, what does this mean? Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. Jesus said, what? Division in the family? How can this possibly be good? That's why I have this. This is an umbrella. I like it because it has this little button to push and goes up automatically. If you've ever come to church on a rainy day, you've either seen me or someone in the youth group or some other person helping me go out to your car running with this in mind and then having an umbrella for you. Why am I giving an umbrella to you when you're out there? Well, it's because I want you to come inside where it's nice and dry. I want you to be dry while you're coming in. Pretty simple. That's what Jesus does. It's raining. We're going to drown in this particular rain. So Jesus says, oh, I've got a safe place for you. Come with me. And he comes out to the car of our life and he opens the door and he says, come on out, I got you covered. And he starts to walk away so you can come out and join him. What happens if you step out of the car and you say, I don't need your umbrella. I'll be dry all by myself. Oh, really? That's not going to work. How come? Because there are certain consequences of walking into the rain without an umbrella. You get wet. That's a no-brainer, as they would say. So Jesus says, when he comes into your life, he says, guess what? I have an umbrella for you. And my umbrella is really good because my umbrella takes care of all of the hatred and anger that God has against sin. So he opens up the door and he says, come, follow me. I want you to be with me under my umbrella, protected, because I've done this. I lived a perfect life for you. I've got you covered. You don't have to worry about a single thing of God's anger raining down on you at all. I have you completely covered. Come with me. And we say, oh, I am so glad you're here. I have a nice do in my hair. I had a brand new suit. I thank you so much. And we come up to Lexington, and as we're walking through life, we're walking underneath this umbrella, and we're looking around, and there are people around us who are getting soaked. And we're saying, well, Lord, can we go over there? And we say, and Jesus gives us an umbrella to take over to them. And we pop open the umbrella and we say, come underneath here, come underneath Jesus' umbrella. And they look at you and they say, I don't need no umbrella. Meanwhile, you're dry. And they're sopping wet. And they're telling you outside the protection of the umbrella that they don't need any protection from the rain. There is a division there. You are dry. They are wet. As a Christian, you need to understand there is a division when you follow God's word. You are a follower of God's word, and there are people who are not followers of God's word. And God says, you know, I want there to be this division. In fact, I want this to spread so that more and more people follow me. And when that happens, there's going to be division, because God's word is so powerful, it can go right into families and reach out hearts and take them for himself. And that sometimes means that you leave people behind that don't want to go under the umbrella, because God never forces anybody under the umbrella. We're told the Lord wraps his cords of love around our hearts, and he draws us to himself. It's no force. There's no mandatory thing. God says, your sins, you know what they mean? They mean that you are going to be forever separated from me. That means that you are going to go into a place that you're choosing to go to that is apart from every good thing. And the only way I can describe that for you is I have a never-ending fire. Like a burning garbage pit, and you'd never be able to die. And you'd be so incredibly lonely that you'll be gnashing your teeth back and forth. You don't want that. So what Jesus did is he went to a cross. And he, God in the flesh, took that on for all of us. And when he came back to life again, the first words he says, peace. Peace. I got my umbrella. You tell anyone that their sins are forgiven, and they are forgiven. Oh, what an amazing gift. And that is not because we chose, but because God chose us. Does that mean that there is perfect peace and joy in God's family? No. I had Christian parents. They gave all of us the same training. Of the 6 children in our family, my brother and I are the only ones that have the same faith. That's the division it's caused in my family. And not only that, some of them are not underneath the umbrella of God's forgiveness at all because they've chosen to throw it away. Wow. Now that's my family. I am certain that that's happening in your families. And what do you do with that? What do you do with that heartache? Well, you remember that Jesus' own brothers didn't believe him, who he was. When he came back to life again, that's when they started to believe. And that's what God's word does. God's word works. And it goes in and he rescues people. And if they say, no, I don't want to, as long as they're alive and hearing God's word, he can rescue them. So in my case, I never give up. I never give up praying for them. Never give up witnessing to the wonderful truth that is God's word that does not change. I have the same faith that my mom and dad did, that my grandparents did, that my great-grandparents did, all the way back. What a neat thing. That's a treasure. And when you have this treasure, you want to make sure that as far as possible, humanly speaking, you pass it on carefully to the next generation. But there is no guarantee that they will take hold of that and in faith believe God's word, because you don't get into heaven because you are a friend of someone who goes to church or a friend of someone who knows Jesus. Or as I told my children when they entered seventh grade confirmation class, I said, make sure you understand what is being taught, because you will not get into heaven because you are the pastor's kid. And when you make your vows up here before the living God to be faithful and true to his word, you're making it to God. And you're not the pastor's kid. See, God is dead serious. Sin, he hates. He says sinners have to be punished. God is dead serious. He loves people. He wants to rescue them, and he's done it by providing Jesus Christ for all. And now he says, guess what? You have all got an umbrella. You can't see it, but it's there. Throughout your whole life, God is protecting you. And you're walking around, and there are people out there who are soaking wet. And you have the way to get them to safety. They will see that you are different. They will see that you're not covered with guilt. They will see that you're not blown back and forth with fear. They will see it because you're dry and you're safe. Make sure you extend that umbrella of protection to them. That's what Jesus wants us to do. So for his sake, that's how we're going to live this week. Amen.